Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, March 28th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
divers recovered two victims of this tragedy trapped within the vehicle.
Two bodies recovered after ship crashes into Baltimore Bridge, and calls for government to take action over children living in cramped emergency accommodation. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the bodies of two victims of a collapsed bridge in Baltimore have been recovered. A cargo ship crashed into the structure in the US city on Tuesday morning, causing it to fall into the river below. Authorities had been trying to locate six people believed to be working on the bridge at the time, with four now still unaccounted for. Here's Maryland State Police Superintendent Roland Butler.
Divers located a red pickup truck submerged in approximately 25 feet of water in the area of the middle span of the bridge. Divers recovered two victims of this tragedy trapped within the vehicle.
Barnardo's is warning government that homeless children can't develop appropriately without a home of their own. It's asking the Department of Housing to take immediate action to support more than 4,000 children without a home in Ireland. One in five families in emergency accommodation have been living in unstable conditions for more than 2 years, according to the latest figures. Barnardo's CEO Suzanne Connolly says those children aren't getting the opportunity to live their full lives.
In Ireland today, there are children as young as babies and toddlers and teenagers sometimes living in one room with their parent or parents, which doesn't provide any opportunity for appropriate development for a child, no matter what age the child is.
The Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation is referring the HSE recruitment freeze to the Workplace Relations Commission. It will hold a conciliation conference on the matter later today. The move comes as nurses say they struggle to cope with trolley numbers soaring again, especially in the Midwest. The INMO says the number of patients being treated without a bed in Irish hospitals this week does not bode well for the Easter bank holiday weekend. It says the sheer number of patients on trolleys isn't helped by the fact that practically all hospitals are running short of staff, which it says is having a detrimental impact on patient and staff safety. ICTU is challenging what it claims are myths over the cost of doing business in Ireland. The business sector has complained that government measures like mandatory sick pay and increases to the minimum wage are unaffordable. Owen Reedy, the General Secretary of ICTU, says it's time to ask bosses to explain why they're having such a tough time improving work conditions. He says he doesn't accept the argument that jobs will be lost by paying people properly.
Last year, there was 27 business failures per 10,000. And the average over the previous 20 years was about double that. And that includes the great economic crash of 2008. So I think there needs to be a little bit of perspective. Are we really saying that, you know, our hospitality sector will fail unless it's on poverty pay? People in hospitality and retail can't aspire to a minimum wage increasing in excess of inflation.
We're being encouraged to take extra care on the roads this bank holiday weekend and not to add to the growing number of road deaths. The public is being urged to never drink and drive and always to allow extra time to recover the morning after a drinking session. DrinkAware says it's concerned that drink driving attitudes among young people aren't as critical as they should be. DrinkAware Chief Executive Dervla O'Brien says it can't hammer home the message enough.
86% of all adults agree that any amount of alcohol impairs driving. But the concern is that drops to 77% of those aged 18 to 24. So it is just the message just, you know, needs to get out there 100%. No amount of alcohol is acceptable when you're driving.
Four people have been killed after a man went on a stabbing rampage across multiple locations in northern Illinois in the US. At least seven others are injured, with one person understood to be in a critical condition. Police say a 22-year-old suspect is in custody. TikTok has announced plans to launch online election centres this year to counter misinformation. The video sharing platform says it wants to support electoral integrity as more than 2 billion people in more than 50 countries head to the polls. TikTok says it'll launch the service early next month. In entertainment news, Beyoncé fans are being brought to fever pitch before she launches her new album tomorrow. She's shared the tracklist for it, and there's mention of Dolly P. It's likely to be Dolly Parton, who revealed in an interview this month that the former Destiny's Child singer had recorded a cover of one of her songs. There is a track on the playlist called Jolene. And in sport, in soccer, Chelsea are into the Women's Champions League semi-final. The Blues played out a 1-1 draw with Ajax in last night's second leg of their quarter-final. The hard work was all done in Amsterdam as Emma Hayes' side won the tie 4-1 on aggregate. Hayes says her side belong at this level.
We expect to be here, I should say that. I don't make any excuses. We should be at this level and we should be at the semi-finals. We're in the place we want to be. I don't know who the opponent will be, but we're ready.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.